It is 7:48. We'll get to the joke of the day here in just a minute, but we were also talking about the joke of the other day when we had the big frog open, our yearly salute to bad golf here at the radio station. We all go out and play golf together. And the Mojo and the Moj played.
Huh? Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. Mojo Nixon playing golf.
And this was like
Wall Street started plummeting.
This is like the third time you've been on a golf course.
Third time I've been on the golf course. I didn't hit anybody, but I had to quit after 9 holes because I didn't have any more balls.
Well, people, if you play, anybody plays golf around here with no shake or run, which is where we played. Beautiful place.
Very nice.
Tough course. That's not the place to learn how to play golf. Let me tell you.
There were lots of hills and trees and water things and... I don't know. I think they were putting that water. There was like some kind of water wanted balls. I could hear like the god underneath the lake. Send me balls.
Like, yeah. What was it? Was it Sinbad? Who was that? Where the siren called to bring you to the rocks.
Yeah. Sinbad.
That wasn't Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Was who that other guy?
That black comedian?
What are you talking about? Yeah. What is it with them rocks calling me over there?
Yeah. What's up with that anyway?
Oh, yeah. Swing, baby.
Somebody's going to call in and tell me I don't know my mythology. I'm sorry.
Up the day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's 7:49. It is time for the joke of the day, the real one. And our prize today is something else.
It's something. I don't know how we do it. The winner will receive a 5-CD collection, which includes Creed, Metallica, Semisonic, the Goo Goo Dolls, and Harvey Danger. Can you believe that?
In other words, just a bunch of nice CDs. Don't even say that, because you know what? As soon as you say that, it won't be those, and this guy or this person won't.
Right.
All right, I got it.
All the cool music, though, goes to Remy Yunker, who sends his tail in. And it seems here we're talking about our good friend JoJo. Now, Mojo, you have still not met JoJo.
Is this somebody related to me, JoJo?
No, this is Bob's wife.
Not that I know of.
The lovely, lovely JoJo. And she's a little on the shy side, as evidenced by her trip to the doctor's office when she... went in to see her doctor. It was time for a checkup, her annual checkup, and the doctor says, "So, JoJo, just strip down there and jump up on the examining table." And she's like, "You know, doctor, oh jeez, because this, I know you must look at all my most private of parts, but I just." I can't undress in front of you. I can cover my eyes, put my head under a sheet or something like to look, but I just can't undress in front of you. Doctor says, "Well, okay. Well, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll turn off the lights, you undress, and then tell me when you're through."
Okay.
So the doctor goes... he had the clapper. And he did. He claps his hands, and the lights go out. And a couple minutes later, 30 seconds later, a minute later, whatever, this little JoJo voice rings out out of the darkness here. "Okay, doctor, I've undressed. What do you want me to do with my clothes?" He said, "Well, you know, just put them on the chair on top of mine."
Just a joke.
True story. It's 7:52. Germany police were called to the city zoo early Friday when tourists complained the lions were snacking on a dead man.